If you are silent, be silent out of love. And if you speak, speak out of love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Communication has never been so easy today. We are, in fact, the communication generation. Texts, emails, tweets, comments, selfies, Snapchat, FaceTime, WhatsApp, Skype. And I know you know certainly the litany better than I do. One click, and I'm in direct communication with the other side of the planet. What a progress. And yet, communication has never been so effective to attack, to detract, to calumny, or to belittle. We are constantly immersed in this endless noise, never-ending disturbance. And we are the first beneficiary of such a progress, and certainly also the first victims. Our language itself has been affected by this mentality because of a form of communication way too virtual, too often lacking of a true, reasonable, and realistic foundation. And yet we have been asked to walk for 40 days along with our Lord in the silence of the desert. Silence can and must become a virtuous behavior. Silence can even become a meritorious action, a meritorious habit. Fasting with our tongue, as St. Francis de Sales explains, is a means of sanctification because it involves much self-denial and restraint. Take the gospel of the day. After his transfiguration, Christ imposes silence upon the disciples present. And Jesus cautioned them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one." In not speaking idle words and those which savor of the world or the things of the world, says the great doctor of the love of God, interior fasting accompanies exterior fasting. Keeping better silence, or at least keeping it more punctually than is usual. Mortifying the tongue, so that you will no longer speak of anything vain. St. Ambrose gives us a good advice. He says, "Is someone abusing or insulting you? Best to keep silent. You will keep yourself from sin, and people will think better of you." Exterior and interior silence. I said, "I will guard my ways, that I may not sin with my tongue. I have set a guard to my mouth. I was mute and was humbled and kept silence even from good things," says Psalm 38. We often complain about not being able to focus during our prayers, too often distracted. But do we try to have the proper dispositions before praying? What is my remote and near preparation? Do not expect to be able to pray and listen to our Lord talking to your soul if, for instance, you come to Mass while listening to the radio, if right before praying the rosary or doing your meditation, you're watching the TV, checking your emails, spending time on social media. Silence the exterior, but also the interior, your imagination, your memory, what we call internal senses. This constant noise is a terrible obstacle to interior silence. Take a few minutes of recollection, of calm, of silence, before trying to do any spiritual exercise. And this will certainly not be wasted time. And in that recollected attitude, we will be able to hear the voice of the Lord. However, to keep silence can also become, on the contrary, vicious or sinful. Yes, indeed, the silence of the soul that refuses to acknowledge her sins, that refuses to confess properly and with a contrite heart her faults, because of human respect or simply because of negligence. Deus non iridetur. Make no mistake about it, you cannot cheat God. In your relation to others, do not keep silence after having offended someone, your spouse, your child, your friend. Of course, wait first for the storm to go away. But once you have recovered your peace of mind and soul, go and say a few kind words, apologize, and do not think that by keeping silence, you have resolved the problem. No, most of the time, you simply avoid what would be the solution to the problem. If you are silent, be silent out of love. And if you speak, speak out of love. It is necessary, while talking about silence, to talk about the necessity to listen. The more we keep all these external and internal noises quiet, silent, the easier it will be to listen to the innumerable inspirations of the Holy Spirit. If you're trying to discern a vocation, trying to take a grave decision for your family, trying to make a decisive choice for your career, trying to find the answers to your trials, keep silence. Recollect in your prayer and listen. Be patient and repeat with St. Peter today, Lord, it is good for us to be here with you. We are certainly in the era of the dictatorship of noise, but God only speaks in the silence of the soul. I have to say it, it is sad to see so few young people, especially, coming to adoration or visiting the church, obviously outside of Mass time. What better moment of silence is offered to us during the week? Probably none. God's first language is silence, says St. John of the Cross. Our generation is literally afraid, scared of silence, because afraid of God, because afraid of what God will tell them through their conscience, because unable to listen to this conversation of love he wants to establish between him and every single soul. So let us not be afraid, and let us go joyfully in the desert to encounter Christ, to listen to him, and to establish with him this divine, intimate dialogue. If you are silent, be silent out of love, and if you speak, speak out of love. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.